On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone. And I want to thank you for joining me today. Today, I've sent a letter to Governor Hochul calling on her to stop punishing New Yorkers and to comply with federal laws governing commercial driver's licenses. This is a very simple issue that comes down to whether or not the state of New York is complying with the law, or are they breaking the law? And it's an issue of doing what's right for New York's taxpaying citizens versus citizens of another country. But most importantly, it's an issue of safety. Governor Hochul has put $73 million of federal funding at risk, as well as the safety of New Yorkers, all in the name of maintaining a radical sanctuary state agenda. It was bad enough when they gave regular driver's licenses to illegals and then adopted the green light law that prevented our law enforcement officers from cooperating and running those DMV records. But now a federal audit has revealed that New York is routinely and systematically issuing illegal commercial driver's licenses to foreign drivers. It's wrong, it's dangerous, and it's putting families and businesses at grave risk. The nationwide audit found that in New York, 53% of licenses were issued illegally with no regard for when an individual's legal status expired. And instead of working with the Federal Department of Transportation after multiple attempts to get cooperation, Governor Hochul has simply refused. She would rather punish New Yorkers and lose $73 million in federal funding than comply with a law that is designed to keep our roadways safe. What an absolute insult to the citizens of the state that pay some of the highest taxes in the whole nation that live here under her leadership. These laws and regulations were put in place for a reason. And just as I have led the fight for airline safety, operating, you know, an 80,000 pound tractor trailer also requires a heightened level of safety and vigilance. And they're operating extremely difficult machinery, driving long distances, and often transporting hazardous materials. They share the road with everyday citizens, and one tiny mistake can have fatal consequences. We have all seen the news headlines of a tragic accident that involves a tractor trailer. And in most cases, you're not getting up and going home afterwards. So when the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration flags substantial noncompliance, they're saying that the system meant to ensure that those drivers are safe is not working as intended. A driver remaining licensed after their legal status expires makes it harder to track, locate, or re-verify them. And if the system is working improperly processing applications, it leaves you no confidence that records are even being properly verified, and disqualifying issues could be missed. Driving history, medical certification, testing standards. If New York doesn't hold to the law and these standards in the highest regard, how can we trust that there ever was proper vetting in the first place? I suspect that this audit was just the tip of the iceberg, and if there was a further investigation and a further audit on whether or not they were ever qualified in the first place would reveal very disturbing results. There have been horrific accidents in other parts of the country involving illegal immigrants who have caused fatal accidents because they have not met the qualifications to operate tractor trailers. This industry requires a system that's consistently verifiable, trackable, and enforceable. And businesses who transport their goods and materials this way rely on the state to follow the law and to meet these requirements. Governor Hochul's noncompliance is creating tremendous liability and exposure for businesses. If there is an accident involving a driver who no longer has legal status in this country and is not authorized to work, but is driving here with an illegally issued CDL, you are opening that business up to a massive lawsuit. This is just another massive example of New York's asinine policy and dysfunction, all in the name of a radical political agenda. You're punishing your own citizens by robbing them of a precious $73 million in federal funding that we've delivered and that we deserve. And you're opening up businesses to serious liability. And you're denying opportunity for Americans who follow the law. It's outrageous. It's wrong. And today I've sent her this letter and I'm calling on her to stop the nonsense and to follow the law, comply, do what every other state in America is doing. So at that, this point, I thank you for being here, and I'd be happy to take any questions from the media.
Hi, Senator. Ron Plants from Channel 2.
Don't give me a promotion, Ron. I'm just a congressman.
What did I say? Senator. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you know, we obviously got a response from the Hochul administration. They are saying that they have complied and that even under the previous Trump administration, they were found to be in compliance with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. I don't know. I mean, obviously they're saying they're in compliance. So
the administration is saying they're wildly out of compliance. And, you know, this audit is deeply troubling. These statistics are showing that they're not taking this matter very seriously. I think we've seen incidents around the country where illegal immigrants driving tractor trailers have led to death. And that is something I don't want to see on the roads in New York. Obviously, you know, you take your life into your own hands when you're, you know, behind the wheel of an automobile. But this is not an area where we should have anything but the strictest of compliance to the law. And, you know, I just find it very hard to believe that they say they're in full compliance while the federal government says that they are out of compliance.
Hey, Congressman Jim Turpin, how you doing?
Jim, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. The Secretary of Transportation has said that New York is the worst of all 50 states when it comes to compliance with this CDL law. The director of the DMV in New York calls him a liar, straight out called him a liar. What's your response to that?
I think that there's, I mean, you have the Secretary of Transportation that had no reason to single out New York in this. There's 50 states. Clearly, the state is out of compliance. They need to actually create a system where this is being tracked. I want our state to have the safest roads it could possibly have. This is, you know, allowing those in the country illegally to obtain a commercial driver's license is a recipe for disaster. You know, we've seen it in other states. People don't know the language. They fail to meet the criteria, and you end up with people dead because of those accidents. I don't want to see that repeated in New York. The state needs to take this very seriously. This doesn't have to be political. This just is about following the law and making sure that you have tight controls over who's behind the wheel of a tractor trailer in this state, because, you know, they could be issued inadvertently a license that goes beyond any sort of term of stay here. You have to be able to track everybody with a commercial driver's license in this process. New York, I certainly, you know, believe Secretary Duffy that New York is out of compliance. He could have picked on any other state if this was just a political game. New York is out of compliance on a lot of federal programs. This is one that I think we all need to take drastically seriously. Is there any other questions?
I thought somebody else was trying to jump in there. What would they need to check, though? I guess this comes down to documentation of an individual if they're, quote, non-domiciled, you know, not here from the U.S. What would they need to check, and wouldn't they need to go to federal agencies to actually do that kind of a check? Is that part of what you're claiming they're not doing?
They would need documentation. If they're issuing these to non-citizens, I mean, that's a problem in its own right. But the governor's senior leadership needs to get, you know, if there's a disparity, she claims they're in compliance. The Federal Department of Transportation says no. She needs to have her senior leadership on the phone and get this ironed out, because $73 million in federal, you know, funding that, you know, our congressional delegation and the administration has in place for the state is in question because of this noncompliance. And it may be unsubstantial to a state who's working on a $274 billion budget, but, you know, it's real money. And that's that those highway dollars are needed to take care of the roads in our communities. So, you know, I would like to see, you know, her send her senior leadership to the senior leadership at DOT and iron this out to figure out how to get New York in compliance. I'm sure they will work with them. We would be happy to assist as well in any sort of disparity that might be there And if there's a communications problem there.
Apparently, the state of California was it com did try to work on some of these issues, which is another state, led by a Democratic governor. Do you feel that New York should be following that example? Because I guess New York and California did re actually revoke, and that's the other thing. Do you think some of these CDLs should actually be revoked?
They should be revoked and canceled right away. There's no necessity for us to be hiring illegal immigrants as over-the-road truck drivers. Commercial driver's licenses are not necessary there. And the idea that New York just went ahead and did that, they should revoke them all, cancel them all. And if there's someone that's got an issue, where they think that they are qualified to have that, they can reapply. If that's what's going to bring New York into compliance, so be it. But it's a matter of making things safe. And just because you're of a different party than the president or the leadership in Congress doesn't mean that you can't work together. We want to make sure that New York State isn't compliant with the law. By being compliant with the law, you're going to create a safer environment for all people on our roads. I mean, how often do we hear reports on all of your stations of, pretty tough accidents on the I-90 between Batavia and Transit Road? I mean, there's a lot of loss of life that happens on our highways. Unfortunately, a lot of them involve tractor trailers. We don't need any additional question marks that could lead to greater death on our highways. Having someone that is not qualified to have a CDL in this country carrying one with New York's credentials is bad for safety. So I would urge her strongly to cancel all of those CDLs. Let anyone that feels like they were wrongly canceled reapply. But if they're in this country illegally, they really shouldn't be carrying a New York State commercial driver's license. But you can work together, even if you're of the opposing party, and just iron things out on a staff level.
If you're able, I don't know if anybody else has a question on this topic. If we could just ask one other question about
Sure.
the situation again with the ongoing DHS shutdown. Have you heard of any movement whatsoever to try to resolve? And I don't know if it's correct that CISA, the cybersecurity.
FISA, which is currently under an extension, I see this today that the speaker said that we'll be reintroducing an additional FISA bill. I know that the Senate is also working on a long-term FISA bill. I think what happened last week was quite embarrassing. All the machinations on the floor, and people unwilling to compromise because everyone wants what they want. Whether it's people within our own party, wanting to have things the particular way they see the world, people in the opposing party that would have voted for this going away but don't want to, show cooperation right now. There's a lot of people acting in the wrong direction here. We need to keep the country safe. We're at a time of unrest in the world and war against the greatest proponent of terrorism that the world has ever known in Iran. This is not time to mess around with something like FISA, which is a critical, critically important tool for our law enforcement to use to track foreign terrorists. I'm certainly concerned about Americans getting caught in the crossfire there. I'm far less concerned in 2026 than I was in the previous administration, where many people, FISA was abused to spy on Americans. I don't believe that's really happening now. But obviously, long haul, when we get out of this kind of critical moment, I would like to see long-term warrant needed to track U.S. citizens. But right now, we need this to not fall off the books for our law enforcement officers. Getting back to your previous question about DHS, I would like to vote on the Senate compromise bill today to reopen 80% of the funding for the agency. I think that that's something that we should just do. Unfortunately, the speaker has decided that he wants to do it in concurrence with a budget reconciliation, which is going to fund the immigration portions of DHS, and they're going to do it as a block. The Senate's currently working that. We'll send it over to us, and then it'll be done concurrently. I personally would rather just vote on that now. I would have voted on that 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks before that, because we have to incrementally get things done. I'm sick of the back and forth bickering about this. Shutdowns are a disaster. We should have safeguards in place in the system to prevent shutdowns. And this is not the time for political temper tantrums on either side of the aisle. And you know, Democrats shut down the government last fall. They initially shut down DHS, but we've done ourselves no favors as Republicans in the way we've tried to reopen DHS, and this is taking far too long. Luckily, the president has ensured that pay has come forward for most, if not all, of our critical components of DHS, but there is not an infinite timeline for that. So I'm growing impatient. I would really like to see us just enact, sign into law the 80% of the funding, and then we'll do the rest as soon as the budget reconciliation's over with. That's not the tack that the speaker, who controls the agenda, has taken.
Do you know, I was just trying to clarify, do you know if CISA then, and the Coast Guard?
FISA.
Well,
oh,
no,
CISA.
Cybersecurity, infrastructure,
yes.
Safe security. And the Coast Guard, obviously we're coming up to the summer season here again mm-hmm. in Buffalo. We need the Coast Guard.
I believe that this will be all ironed out in the next few weeks. I mean, the reconciliation, the votorama in the Senate is going to be in the next few days, and then that package will come to the House. So I expect next week we're going to have a very full week. We look at the FISA situation. We look at budget reconciliation and DHS and the Farm Bill. So there's three just massive pieces of legislation that we'll be considering next week in the House. So I hope by the time we leave town at the end of next week that this is all complete. Are there any other questions out there?
I was going to say thank you.
Okay.
If anybody has anything else.
All right. If there's no other questions, I really appreciate everyone taking the time and being with us. And look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.